Little Herr Friedemann. By Thomas Mann. It was the nurse's fault. When they first suspected, Frau Consul Friedemann had spoken to her very gravely about the need to control her weakness. But what good did that do? Or the glass of red wine, which she got daily, besides the beer, which was needed for the milk. For they suddenly discovered that she even sank so low as to drink the methylated spirit which was kept for the spirit lamp. Before they could send her away and get someone to take her place, the mischief was done. One day, the mother and sisters came home to find that little Johannes, then about a month old, had fallen from the couch and lay on the floor, uttering an appallingly faint little cry, while the nurse stood beside him, quite stupefied. The doctor came, and with firm, gentle hands, tested the little creature's contracted and twitching limbs. He made a very serious face. The three girls stood sobbing in a corner, and the Frau Consul, in the anguish of her heart, prayed aloud. The poor mother, just before the child's birth, had already suffered a crushing blow. Her husband, the Dutch consul, had been snatched away from her by sudden and violent illness, and now she was too broken to cherish any hope that little Johannes would be spared to her. But by the second day, the doctor had given her hand an encouraging squeeze and told her that all immediate danger was over. There was no longer any sign that the brain was affected. The facial expression was altered. It had lost the fixed and staring look. Of course, they must see how things went on and hope for the best. Hope for the best.